coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you.
A smooth, brand new set of music released on Coal Mine Records. What a great set. That was Wind or Vertigo by the trio Okonski. Is that how you pronounce it? Okonski? Okonski. Before that, Leroy Conroy and Saracen with a tune called Snowcat. Something brand new from the Surefire Soul Ensemble. A tune called Freddy. That's a familiar name, but not quite mine. And we started off with Patchwork Inc., brand new 7-inch vinyl 45, Whatever Makes You Happy. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and I hope that radio makes you happy, because we're here to explore the airwaves and the great music here in my DJ Frederick archive. All right, I should wake up before I start announcing these shows. I'll be back digging into some international music right after these words from our non-sponsor.
This is Bird Note, and this is the exceptionally loud metallic call of the bare-throated bellbird. It's so loud that it can be heard nearly a mile away. Let's hear it again. The bare-throated bellbird is the national bird of Paraguay. Males are covered from nearly head to tail in striking white plumage. But the area around their beaks and extending down across their throats is, well, bare, exposing teal-colored skin. Females blend seamlessly into the foliage with olive-green backs and flecks of yellow across their breasts. The bare-throated bellbird is considered a key indicator species. So hearing its loud chime suggests that you are in a healthy and functioning ecosystem. In the indigenous language Guarani, the bare-throated bellbird is known as Gura Pong, with Gura meaning bird, and Pong referring to beloved in Paraguay for its call and beauty, the bare-throated bellbird inspires music played on another emblem of Paraguay, the harp. Here is the song Pájaro Campana, Spanish for bare-throated bellbird, played on the Paraguayan harp. For Bird Note, I'm Nick Byard.
Set your receivers.
Set your receivers for a mesmerizing story found at the intricate intersection of technology and creativity.
Explore the path of this circuit diagram that connects telegraphy and the invention of the telephone with radio laboratories and the advent of our global communication systems.
At the heart of this narrative is the evolution of speech synthesis and the quest to make a machine capable of speech.
This groundbreaking innovation not only revolutionized telecommunications, but gave birth to a new era of electronic music.
Tracing the origins of synthetic speech and its applications in various fields, the Radiophonics Laboratory unveils the pivotal role it played in shaping the creative vision of sound pioneers and maverick musicians.
This is the story of how electronic music started with the dits and dahs of Morse code
and transformed into the blips and bleeps that have captured the imagination of musicians and dedicated listeners around the world.
Pick up your copy of the Radiophonics Laboratory today.
Available from velocitypress.uk, bookshop.org, and fine bookstores everywhere.
The Radiophonics Laboratory by my good friend and radio colleague Justin Patrick Moore. He works with me on a number of projects, including Imaginary Stations, so please go find that book and read it. It's really well worth it. A total scholarly dive into electronic music and the synthesis of speech. All right, I'm DJ Frederick, you're you, this is WSCS, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm celebrating 26 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. So you can tune in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. I'm here until midnight. You can also listen online at classicalwscs.org.
הייתי בפריז וגם ברומא ראיתי את שבעת פלאי תבל בקוטב הצפוני וגם דרומה אך אין מקום כמו ארץ ישראל וכמו גלויות של נוף יפות תמונות בזיכרוני עפות כמו בעד עדשה של מצלמה בתרמילי אותן אסע לכל מקום בכל מסע כדי פסיפס מתוך תמונה שלמה שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך הדל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור צריחי המגדלים בירושלים בסמטאות השוק הצבעוני גגות הרעבים של גבעתיים הניבטים מבעד חלונים את האוויר בתל אביב את סבתי ואת סבי את החלה ואת נרות שבת את ים המלח מול אדום ואשת לוט צופה לסדום ואת הקיץ אורך האלה שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור מימיה הכחולים של הכינרת והרקיע התואם מעט והרגשת הבית המוכרת בתוך אורכי זורמת כמו חשמל הרי גליל והשומרון הפרדסים שבשרון וילדים בגן המושבה את הכרמל ואת הים אחד אחד ואת כולם תמיד קורצים אומרים ברוך הבא שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור Thank you.
Radio Surf Shop, and we're crate digging at whatever frequency you are on.
mulata. Y cuando suena la rumba, la goza chata.
Mulata, oye cómo va.
Joe Cuba Sextet with, of course, Oye Como Va. Before that, Stereolab and Miss Modular. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop. It was first broadcast on WSCS in 1999. And Radio Thrift Shop has a flexible format. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasts from the 1960s and 70s. That I grew up listening to. Musical requests are welcome. You can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. We'll dig back into the crates in just a moment. Or two. Or a moment and a half. Or something like that. Some span of time. Undetermined.
Exploring science in the sea. The parrotfish is like a house cleaner who does a great job of keeping things tidy, but sometimes breaks a glass. You want to keep them around, but you just wish they'd be a little less destructive. For the parrotfish, the houses are coral reefs. They clean tiny organisms off the coral, keeping the coral healthy. But they also chip off pieces of the coral. If they chip away too much, they can damage the coral. Parrotfish have strong teeth. They grind up the coral they chip off, then poop it out as grains that can wash up on the beach as white sand. The scraping can scar the hard coral, the skeleton created by the living organisms inside, known as polyps. In many cases, the coral heals as new polyps move in. But in others, the coral can collapse. And if too many corals are destroyed, an entire reef can suffer. Researchers spent a decade studying the coral-parrotfish relationship in four regions of the Caribbean Sea. They looked at individual corals, complete reefs, and wider areas that encompass many reefs. They also studied the parrotfish populations. They found that more parrotfish generally meant more damage to the corals, but not always. Parrotfish prefer some species of corals over others. So in regions where those species weren't as common, or where there was less variety of coral species, the damage was less severe. The results may help managers control the parrotfish catch, perhaps improving the health of coral reefs across the Caribbean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Emmy Lou Harris and
Motel Ceiling Stares You Down.
You're on the Soundbeat.
There must be several ways to pay your dues. But even cowgirls get the blues.
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues was included on Harris's Blue Kentucky Girl, a Warner Brothers LP. It was recorded in Nashville in 1979 with an award-winning cast. That's none other than Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt singing backup. Altogether, they've won 32 Grammy Awards, 8 for Dolly, 11 for Linda, and 13 for Emmylou. This album would win one of them for the best female country vocal performance of 1980. Get on the beat. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter at On the Soundbeat, and listen to more episodes now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Alas, Tom Robbins, who is the author of a novel, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, has left the planet at the age of 92. and someone else we've just lost, one of the greats, Mr. Roy Ayers.
Thank you.
amazing, amazing bassist who's been on about 10,000 recordings, along with Joe Pass, their tune called Burning Spear. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. That's going to wrap up this week. I'll be back next Saturday evening at 10 p.m., so please tune in. In the meantime, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.